And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
Hurricane Ian reminded us yet again, the global climate emergency continues to make the transition from CO2-producing fuels to renewable energy increasingly urgent. If we don't swiftly build a carbon-neutral economy, our kids and grandkids will face a very dark future indeed. Happily, as a recent national report observed, several U.S. electric utility companies are moving to speed this transition by making big new investments in wind and solar energy and ending their use of coal and natural gas. Unhappily, however, the report says that North Carolina-based Duke Energy is one of many that are lagging behind. Duke may talk a good game in its advertising claims, but the report gives both Duke Energy Carolinas and Duke Energy Progress F grades for their efforts thus far. Indeed, only 8 of the 77 utility companies rated received lower grades. The bottom line is sea levels rise and storms intensify. North Carolina is among the most vulnerable states to climate change, and it's long past time for our local electric utility to start acting like it. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.